Americans are losing their faith in a coronavirus vaccine. A recent survey by our partners at Stat News in the Harris Poll found 58% of Americans said they would get a COVID-19 vaccine once one is available, and that's down considerably from mid-August. For more, let's bring in Stat senior writer and PharmaLot columnist Ed Silverman. He's on a Skype line. And Ed, just a few months ago, 69% of people Stat polled said they would get a coronavirus vaccine. What's driving those numbers down?
I think the key issue here for a lot of Americans is confidence in whether a vaccine will be safe and effective. President Trump, in particular, has regularly touted the possibility of a vaccine becoming available, not so coincidentally, before the November 3rd election. But there's also, at the same time, growing concern expressed by any number of scientists, academics, public health experts, that perhaps a vaccine that is available that quickly may not be truly safe or effective, or at least we won't know enough information about any one vaccine that quickly.
And that's the exact reason why pharmaceutical companies and the FDA have tried to take steps to separate the approval process for a vaccine from politics to boost people's confidence in it. The poll numbers appear to show that hasn't really worked yet to make people feel more comfortable. But I want to ask you about something else the poll showed. Important differences by race. Black Americans were even less likely to take the vaccine than white Americans. Talk about that.
Unfortunately, there's been systemic distrust of the healthcare system in the United States by the African American community. And that is also exacerbated by the pandemic, because data has shown that blacks have suffered disproportionately in terms of access to healthcare and the actual number of hospitalizations and deaths. So there's this milieu almost that contributes very directly to how not only access to a vaccine, but the safety of a vaccine might affect their community. And it's a much, much bigger drop. The poll found that 59% of whites indicated they would get vaccinated as soon as a vaccine is ready. This is in early October. That's down from 70% in mid-August. But among blacks, only 43% say they would pursue a vaccine as soon as it was available. And that's down from 65% in mid-August.
So, Ed, I think the next question is the key one. If the vaccination rate drops that low, will it work?
Assuming a vaccine, one or more vaccines, is safe and effective, it will work for some, let's hope. But for those who don't get vaccinated, so, you know, in terms of health, they could obviously be at risk. And that just makes it more difficult for the country at large to control the pandemic. So we won't accomplish our larger public health goal. And it takes a very large messaging effort to try to convince people that they should investigate getting vaccinated if, in fact, we do have reliable, solid data to indicate a vaccine could do the job. Easier said than done.
Yeah. That's senior writer Ed Silverman with our partners at Stat News, the health and medicine publication. Ed, thanks for your time and thanks for your insight on this poll.
Thanks for having me. Stay safe.